All right, we're getting onto the ferry. Look, we're getting onto the ferry. Wow. Take a look at this. We're on the ferry.
I'm taking you on a trip across Canada. We're gonna see the West Coast, the Rocky Mountains, the prairies, the Canadian Shield, and the Great Lakes. We're gonna go all the way over to the East Coast, and I want you to sit right here as we go on an adventure across Canada.
Guys, I just got on the ferry. I'm gonna show you around. Take a look at this view. Isn't that awesome? I just got off the ferry. Now I'm on the mainland, on Canada's mainland. I'm not on an island anymore. Hey, look at these cool purple flowers. Wow, those are nice. All right, it's time to check the map. Where are we going today? Well, we are going to a place called Whistler. Whistler, it's a very famous place here in BC. To go skiing. Okay, so let's take a look at our map here. Okay, so we just crossed over this water here, and now we are going up here to a place called Whistler. So we're gonna get a sticker, and you can see this is a very busy highway right here going from Vancouver up to Whistler. So there are a lot of vehicles here on this highway. Okay, so Whistler is, right there. See, it is right there on the map. Okay, so look at that. We crossed the water and now we're up in Whistler. We're not in Whistler yet, but we're on our way to Whistler. Hey, should we roll the dice? Time to roll the dice to see what we're gonna get today. I think it's going to be subscribe because we haven't had a subscribe yet. Are you ready? Here we go! Subscribe! Yes! Yeah! I didn't cheat. It was the wind. The wind blew it over. Wow! Take a look at this train engine! Look at that! Canadian Pacific! Wow, isn't that cool? I'm in a place called Squamish right now. Squamish, BC. It's in between Vancouver and Whistler. I just stopped off here just to take a quick peek at this. Wow. What's in here? Wow. Inside an engine. That is cool. Look at that. West Coast Railway. Wow, this is how people used to travel here in Canada. Hey, there's a caboose. The caboose is the last car in a train. And these are passenger cars here. And then the engine is the first one, the main one that pulls the train. Isn't that cool? I just wanted to show this to you guys. All right, now I'm gonna keep on going to Whistler. All right, what do we have on the menu today? Today we have something very special. Steak! Wow, we got steak again today. And what else do we have? We have homemade kefir. Wow, isn't that great? I already fired up the barbecue. Barbecue's getting nice and hot. Isn't this a nice area in the woods? I'm just outside Whistler. Just stopped in a nice quiet place to eat my lunch, and then I'm gonna go to my hotel here in Whistler. Whistler is just called a village. It's not really a town because normal people don't really live there. It's a place for skiers and snowboarders to come in the winter and mountain bikers to come in the summer. So it's just a really touristy kind of place. It's not a normal town. So it's called a village. I'll take you through the village tomorrow. Hey guys, I found another waterfall. Check this out. Wow. Look at that. Isn't that huge? I think this one is bigger than the last one. There are waterfalls all over this area. I'm just outside Whistler right now, and I always see signs for waterfalls everywhere. So this is a really cool area to come if you like waterfalls. All right, I'm just looking for my room here. It's number 229. Aha, there it is, 229. Okay, swipe slowly. All right, we're in. Wow. There's the room. First impressions? It's pretty nice. Looks like it has a little balcony there. Wow, okay. Just take off my backpack here. All right. Let's check out my view. Okay, can see some mountains there, some trees, nice big bed. What's this? I don't know where that door goes. Let's see, I've got look at this. Some nice glasses here, what's that? For ice? What's over here? Nothing over there. Nice TV. All right. Desk. Yeah, let's check out this balcony here. All right. Not too bad. So I'm paying, I think it's just under $100 a night for this place. Whistler is a bit more expensive than other places. I mean, it's not too much more expensive. You know, the other motels that I was staying at were like 75 to 85, I think, a night. So this one, I think, was 95 or 97 a night. So it's a bit more, but Whistler is a very touristy place, so it's really busy. Whoa, big mirror there. Got a microwave, coffee maker, and a fridge. All right. And the bathroom. Check it out. All right, this is definitely nicer than the other, you know, motel. This isn't a motel, this is a hotel. And it's definitely nicer, you know, you can tell, right? It's just a bit more classy. You know, everything looks a bit nicer. It's, let's see, what do we have here? Ooh, we have some conditioner, lotion, body wash, shampoo, Sicilian tangerine bath bar. All right. Cool. Yeah, I mean, this is definitely better than the other ones, but like I said, it's a bit more expensive as well, so that's the downside. But this was the cheapest one in Whistler that I could find, and this place is called Blackcomb Lodge. Blackcomb Lodge. So, join me in Blackcomb Lodge, Whistler. Welcome to Whistler. Nice. All right, it's time to check my Patreon before going to bed to see if I have any new patrons. Wow, I have a new patron! Yesterday I had 9 and today I have 10! Wow, that is so exciting. I'm so happy about that. Thank you so much to all the people who support me on Patreon and PayPal and every other kind of support, you know. Just liking my videos, commenting, subscribing. I really appreciate it so much. It's really helping me do a trip like this, you know, showing you Canada. I hope you're enjoying this trip so far, and I'll see you guys in tomorrow's episode.